Over 300 million people worldwide don't have a single close friend. We lose half our friendships every 7 years. After 25, our social circles naturally contract. Yet despite these sobering statistics, we scroll through social media seeing everyone else's seemingly effortless connections and wonder, what's wrong with us? The truth is, nothing. Modern friendship isn't failing because we're broken. It's struggling because we're trying to maintain Stone Age connections in a digital world that wasn't built to support them. We've gained unprecedented freedom to choose friends across all social boundaries, but this creates scattered networks where nobody knows each other. Meanwhile, we're marrying later, moving more frequently, spending twice as much time parenting as previous generations, and working longer hours than ever. Society simply isn't structured to support adult friendship anymore. Yet solid social networks can boost longevity by 50%, equivalent to quitting a 15-cigarette-a-day habit. Friendship isn't just nice to have, it's as essential to our survival as exercise and nutrition. Friends will disappoint us, and we'll disappoint them. They'll forget important dates, say thoughtless things, and fail to show up when needed. Perfect friendships don't exist because perfect people don't. Friendships have seasons of intense closeness followed by distance, and seemingly dead friendships can revive years later. Friendship requires maturity, self-knowledge, clear boundaries, and honest communication. Unlike instant gratification, it demands deliberate action and finite resources of time, energy, and attention. Rejection is inevitable. No friend is available 100% of the time. Notably, being someone's best friend contributes more to life satisfaction than having one. The sense of mattering to others is the true antidote to loneliness. Our social networks have transformed dramatically. Pre-modern societies had concentric circles with family at center. Modern societies evolved to intersecting circles with more individual choice. Today's postmodern structure resembles spokes radiating from individuals at center, maintaining multiple temporary connections rather than lifelong ones. This explains why many feel simultaneously connected yet isolated. Having friends scattered across different life phases creates both social richness and local loneliness. Your friendship network likely falls into one of three types: tight-knitters, everyone knows each other; compartmentalizers, separate clusters; or samplers, individual friendships that don't overlap. If your network is fractured, your loneliness isn't personal failure. Modern conditions make friendship challenging for everyone. All behavior serves five basic human needs: survival, belonging, power, freedom, and fun. We pull friends close or push them away based on which needs matter most at any moment. Friends providing practical help satisfy survival needs, those making us feel included address belonging, connections offering career advancement fulfill power needs, companions accepting us unconditionally give us freedom, those bringing joy satisfy our need for fun. This explains why friendships shift as our lives change. That friend perfect during your single years might not fit once you're partnered. The colleague you bonded with over shared career ambitions might fade when one of you changes paths. Rather than ranking friends competitively, recognize five friendship tiers: bathtub friends, 1 to 2 closest confidants; jacuzzi friends, 2 to 5 inner circle; swimming pool friends, 10 to 15 supporters; bonfire friends, about 50 contacts; and water park friends, approximately 150 acquaintances. These tiers shift based on life circumstances. Understanding them prevents disappointment by helping us adjust expectations to current reality rather than past closeness. No single friend can fulfill all our needs. 83% of people bring different strengths to relationships than their best friends do. Healthy friendships aren't well-rounded, they're specialized. 8 vital roles emerge organically: builders who motivate, champions who support, collaborators who share interests, companions who show up for big moments, connectors who expand networks, energizers who lift spirits, mind openers who challenge perspectives, and navigators who offer guidance. When you lose a friendship, you're grieving both the person and their irreplaceable role. One friend might excel at career advice but struggle with emotional support. Another brings incredible fun but never remembers your birthday. Understanding each friend's role creates clarity about why the relationship matters. This prevents expecting one person to be everything, which inevitably leads to disappointment. The key is appreciating each friend's unique contribution rather than comparing them against an impossible ideal. Healthy friendships require three elements: desire, diligence, and delight. Desire is the fundamental wish to spend time together, the voluntary motivation driving connection. Without it, evident when someone consistently declines invitations or feels drained at the thought of connecting, friendship won't progress. Diligence involves practical actions maintaining relationships, remembering important events, being accountable, making appropriate gestures during milestones, engaging with friends' recommendations. Without diligence, friendships fade like photographs left in sunlight. Delight represents the mutual support and enjoyment, making each friendship uniquely satisfying, allowing vulnerability, giving the benefit of doubt, forgiving missteps. When delight evaporates, desire and diligence decrease. New friendships often falter because we lack what C.S. Lewis called an about, a shared interest providing foundation for connection. When connections wane, the reason for connecting has become unclear. The solution isn't vague suggestions like, let's grab drinks, but specific invitations. I'd love to meet at a cafe to work on writing together. Clear purpose transforms casual acquaintances into meaningful friends. Being reliable matters. After a few rejections, people stop inviting you. Yet always organizing without reciprocation grows frustrating. Paradoxically, we need friends most when stretched thin, but connecting actually lightens our load. Even brief daily conversations increase happiness and reduce stress. When declining invitations, be gracious. Thank you for reaching out. Direct, I'm not interested, or my schedule is quite full, and warm. Best of luck. True friendship means showing up when called. Many struggle with comforting friends in pain, but offering comfort isn't about solving problems. It's acknowledging pain as valid. Rather than, don't be sad, try, it makes perfect sense why you feel sad right now. Giving advice increases our sense of power, but creates problematic dynamics in peer friendships. Friends often want validation, not solutions. Try, that does sound hard, instead. The most supportive approach is resisting problem solving and simply being present with their experience. Friendship is fundamentally about time, who we spend it with, and the shared history we build. Every coffee date or phone call compounds into deeper bonds. Modern life presents challenges: busy schedules, geographic distances, competing priorities. Maintaining connections requires conscious effort, regular video calls, group chats, periodic gatherings that become traditions. The digital age offers new ways to stay connected while also challenging deep engagement. True friendship involves vulnerability and mutual support through life's transitions, career changes, relationships, personal struggles. These shared experiences create increasingly valuable bonds as we age. People with strong friendships live longer and navigate challenges with greater resilience. In a world where loneliness has reached epidemic proportions, forming and maintaining meaningful friendships isn't just a social skill, it's essential to well-being. Strong social connections are as important to health as proper nutrition and exercise. Your friendships aren't pleasant additions to life, they're crucial components of overall wellness and your lasting legacy.